June 23rd, it was brought to me in a scheduled meeting with the director and Joe Benbortle, who was with the department at that time, brought the issue up with me about this. Joe raised an issue that there had been some sampling done at the lake, and he'd gotten some mixed results, and not sure whether to release the mixed results. And my answer to Joe was very clear: go ahead and get the results out. That issue for me, and I had worked on that issue for a number of years with Joe Benbortle at the Attorney General's office. We'd had that issue come up before at the Attorney General's office in terms of water quality at the lake, and it was one that when Joe raised it, it was clearly in a strike zone of issues that I was very comfortable. I knew what the governor's position on that would be, and so that direction was an easy call from my chair, and so that's how that played out.
You had not had conversations with Jeff Mazur?
No.
You did not have any conversations before June 23rd?
Let me be clear, Tony. Conversations about Jeff about this issue.
About this issue.
Right, no.
But you didn't know until June 23rd?
June 23rd was the first time the issue of sampling at the lake was ever raised to me or I was aware of it.
When did the governor first know about it?
I think when the Star story came out.
You had not talked to the governor?
No.
When did the governor first know that his previous statements about nobody in his office knowing about this sampling were inaccurate?
You know, Jeff or Jack, I don't know if you'll have a better time frame on that than I do. I'm not sure.
Let me go back and check on that. I don't have that right now.
But the governor believes that those previous statements were inaccurate. When both Jack Cardetti and the governor said nobody in the governor's office knew about the testing until June 23rd.
Right. I think clearly
in late May there was a contact between Jeff Mazur and Suzanne Medley on the issue, even though it was brief or whatever, and Jeff will certainly talk about that. But that was, again, this is Jack Cardetti at the governor's office. That was clearly a contact, I think, I should have used more exact words on that, that clearly the first time they asked for guidance from our office, was in that 23rd meeting. So.
Did you know when you were saying that nobody from the governor's office knew about that testing, did you know at that point that Jeff Mazur had contact with Suzanne Medley about this issue?
I didn't know Jeff Mazur and her exact contact and the exact nature of it. I should have flushed that out more clearly first. That what exactly did they and did they not talk about? And I think Jeff can go through whether or not they talk about numbers or not numbers, and what that contact was. I clearly should have been more clear on that. Jeff.
Yeah, this is Jeff Mazur. I got a heads up from Suzanne Medley at the end of May that the department had some initial results from a third-party water sampling testing program, but that they required more information before any conclusions could be drawn. That was information which she provided to me by way of a heads up. I didn't do anything more about it. I didn't share that information with anyone here in the governor's office.
When you mean heads up, what do you mean by heads up?
I'm sorry.
I didn't catch your last sentence. You shared that with whom?
And I didn't share that with anyone here in the governor's office.
You did not share that with anybody in the governor's office?
I did not. I didn't feel as though I had anything to share. I didn't have any numbers. I didn't have any paper. Didn't have any tangible results. And it was made clear to me that these were results on which there wasn't sufficient information for any conclusions to be drawn by the department.
Jeff, you had several meetings with Suzanne about this, either meetings or discussions or emails?
Over the course of, there was a discussion in late May, I think May 29th, when she gave me this initial heads up. Over the course of the next several weeks, at several moments, she would have, in the course of what were a multitude of conversations, we talked every day, most days, probably three or four times, she would have mentioned in passing that, department was still gathering information on like of the Ozarks water sampling, but nothing really substantive until a conversation during a meeting that we had about another topic in mid-June, I think June 18th, during which she gave me a heads up that she had been at a meeting along with some other folks from DNR of the Lake of the Ozarks Watershed Alliance down at the lake, and that meeting had gone well, that there had been a discussion there, including a number of the folks from the department, including Joe Van Boydel, Earl Pabst, and that the meeting had gone well, and she gave me a heads up there on that
note. Did she tell you ahead of time that the meeting was going to occur?
No, the first time I learned about the Lake of the Ozark Watershed Alliance meeting it must have been 4 or 5 days after the meeting took place.
What do you mean by heads up? She gave you a heads up. I don't know what.
So part of what my role is to understand or to know what communications are going to be made publicly from the departments. So, you know, over the course of a day, she might say about any number of different issues that are going on, hey, this is going on at the department. We're going to do some communication at some point later on this, just a heads up that this is going on.
Jeff,
yes.
Did she explain to you in that meeting on, I guess, June 18th, is that correct? Did she explain to you why she didn't tell you about that meeting was going to occur?
No, I mean,
did you wonder why she didn't, if she was explaining everything else that was going on?
I think that's an overstatement.
Yeah.
She was giving me a heads up after the fact that the meeting had taken place. There was no, I didn't inquire as to why she hadn't told me about the meeting either. It frankly seemed extraneous to me. It wasn't something that I was engaged in.
Yes, but you were engaged in quite a few things, such as approving press releases of concerts in the park and the Johnson shut-in, you know, press release and all kinds of, you know.
Sure. I mean, they're
simple things, mundane almost.
No, there are plenty of mundane communications that when the department was prepared and ready to communicate these things to the public that were shared with me. This was not among those things. Something less than a full explanation of results from Lake of the Ozarks water sampling was what was transmitted to me and conveyed to me. Did I know or understand that or see results from that sampling until June 25th, whenever they were ultimately released? No, I didn't. That was the first time I saw results. So the questions about whether or not anyone in the governor's office was aware of results, I perhaps out of foolishness assumed that what was being spoken about was a full understanding of those results. And, you know, until much later in the game, I didn't have that until after June 23rd.
So when did you see, again, when did you get the results?
The results were provided to me with the draft press release, which was sent to me a day before the release ultimately went out, which must have been June 24th or 25th.
You had talked about it before, but you hadn't seen it.
I'm sorry. We've got two people talking.
Go ahead. Brent first, and we'll take care of it. We played on here, guys.
So you had the heads up. She had talked to you, but you had not seen results until. Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
So when was the heads up, and when were the results?
She gave me a heads up that they had initial results. This was in late May, May 29th, May 28th. I saw the release. It must have been June 24th or 25th. I can't remember which date it was. It was the day before the release ultimately was issued.
Jeff, does anything about what she was talking about with the E. coli and having high levels of E. coli in the lake, did that raise a red flag to you about, you know, maybe we should be talking to the public, about this?
No, I was willing in good faith to trust that the department was able to make judgments about when they had sufficient information to draw conclusions about, you know, any water sampling program at the lake. I'm not an expert on this. I'm not a scientist. I don't, frankly, know, or I didn't at this time know anything at all about water sampling or water sampling programs or how these things work. I was a passive recipient of information about this stuff and wasn't involved in any of the larger questions about, you know, how this stuff should go out, when it should go out, or any of that. Those were departmental issues.
Jeff, can I?
Hey, Bob, it's Jack Curley. I think your first question, yeah, I think everything that's been talked about here so far, beach closures and state parks, is just germane to the Lake of the Ozarks. Second question is, I mean, the governor did not opine on problems in the department. He didn't answer that. I have not asked him that, so I could really only guess right now if he believes those institutional problems preceded the administration. I think he probably would think so, but I'll check on that and get back to you.
Jeff, I had another question for you. If you could kind of describe what your role is as a liaison between the department and the administration. It kind of sounds like you take in all the information that comes to the department and then pass along what you see as being most important in this issue.
Yeah, and the question is his role as the kind of communications coordinator versus the policy liaison, which he is to one department. So, okay. Just flush that out a little bit.
Sure. Well, to honor Jack's distinction there, via executive order, I don't know, in the last month sometime, I became the governor's office liaison to the Department of Natural Resources as well, though that wasn't the case at the time of these events in question. So that's, let's separate. Right. So we'll separate that out. But with respect to my kind of day-to-day duties and that portion of my role and my job, I think it's an overstatement to say that all the information from the departments comes in from me. Information from departments that, you know, conceivably they might do communications on or that they're immediately about to do a communication on would come in through me. I would, you know, talk about it with them in some instances, have them explain it to me. But my job is, and we have a responsibility here, to know what public communications are going to go out from the various departments of state government and so that we can be aware of that.
And one would expect then that if there's particular communications that are important that you're going to pass those along to someone higher up in the governor's office, John Watson or someone else. And in this case, you're saying that the information you got from Suzanne Medley on the testing didn't rise to that level.
That's correct. Or my understanding of it, the level of information which I received in my assessment wasn't sufficient to rise to that level. That's fair.
Looking back, Jeff, do you believe it should have risen to the level of going to John Watson or somebody else in the governor's office?
I don't know about going to someone else. I think, in retrospect, my mistake is not having asked more questions. I every day have 100 conversations with folks from many different departments, get a lot of information, and, you know, sometimes, as in this instance, probably didn't ask a question where I could have, where it would have made a difference. So I take responsibility for that. That, in retrospect, and with 2020 hindsight, is clearly something that that I could have done better.
And again, this is Jack Hernay. You know, in that conversation, I think in her testimony, Suzanne Medley clearly says the department, you know, we have these samples. The department will be meeting about this on Monday, you know, which is I don't want to put words in Jeff's mouth, but an assumption that they would then bring that back to us after that.
Yeah, again.
Yes. This is Chad Wagner, Springfield News Leader. Got a question about what Suzanne Medley has said in her testimony. She said on May 26th when she called you, she says, and kind of quoting, yeah, we don't want you to issue this as a press release. We want to send it as a statement and only send it to people down the lake and any media who request it.
Is this May or June, Chad?
What's that?
May or June. There's.
Hey, Chad, you said May 26th. You mean the end of June, right?
As I recall, Chad, upon a request for guidance from Suzanne, I would have, had she asked, naturally suggested that a place for this to go out would be the lake area and mid-Missouri, since it seemed apparent at the time that it was a regional issue.
Has there been a regional issue?
Right.
Has
again, the press release would have gone out through all the ordinary channels that they go out through at the Department of Natural Resources, whether that be on their website, whether that be through the mechanisms like email alerts that, folks sign up for to get this kind of information. And with respect to a request about where the thing should be targeted, I think I naturally would have said that this is something for the Lake Area and Mid-Missouri region.
Bob, this is Jack. I mean, that's, you know, it is not, you know, let me tell you what the communications kind of the policy in the governor's office. We have media lists from different areas of the state, as well as a the kind of the Capitol Press Corps statewide media. What we do is that most of our stuff, a lot of our stuff, because he's the governor of the whole state, goes out statewide. There will be stuff, though, if he's traveling to a certain region or doing something, that we put out by location, but we also put it out to that Capitol Press Corps as well, even if they're not located in that. That is something that's kind of the policy, communications policy in our office, and is certainly something that we could talk about with the departments about where they put that. Where they put information, especially the stuff that's of local interest.
John, go ahead.
Tony Messenger with Post Dispatch. Just a question, I think, for John Watson. The governor announced that Mark Templeton is being suspended for 2 weeks without pay. Is that related to him being personally responsible for this information about the beach closures? Or is it related to this continuing controversy over the governor's communication related to the E. coli? Why is Mark Templeton specifically being punished?
I think this is John Watson. Tony, I think the answer to that is, in essence, an issue of institutional control or department control. And Mark has an affirmative duty, as he well knows and acknowledges, to run the department, make sure it's fulfilling its mission. And I think the decision was made that Mark needed to be held accountable for the in essence, a myriad of issues that have arisen over the last days and weeks that clearly did not have the sufficient control over the information and the decision making. Karen, this is John Watson. Yes. I mean, as director, yes.
Director of DNR, but it had, you know, the state park had its own director who left. And then Bill Bryan has now been put over as DNR, or, you know, as his responsibility, he will be over the visit of state park. But I just thought that Mark Templeton really was sort of separate from the visit of state park, his responsibility.
No, I mean, it encompasses his responsibilities.
Okay.
John, how long have you been considering suspending Mr.
Templeton? I'd rather not get into that decision-making on those kind of personnel issues. I mean, clearly, there have been some developments in the last 24 hours that obviously have factored in. Well, as we sit here today, that's the determination has been to suspend Mark without pay for 2 weeks, and that's the only decision that's been made in that regard. Clearly, there's going to be additional investigation of others at the department and their role and how information, again, was assimilated and disseminated.
Yes, he is, Jack.
This is Mark Templeton here. Prior to the governor's announcement at the lake last week about a very strong and forceful plan to address water quality issues at the lake. I compiled information for his statement. I relied upon information that was presented to me by the Division of State Parks and asked questions about that. I provided that information to the governor's office, and the governor relied on that information. Yesterday, when there were accounts in the media which indicated that the Division of State Parks had been presenting information other than what I had presented to the governor's office, I immediately looked into that yesterday and learned of the erroneous information which was communicated to the governor's office immediately.
And what was the erroneous information?
The erroneous information was the spreadsheet, which those of you here have in front of you, which indicated that the there were high results on the May 18th sampling that should have closed the park's beaches, that there was a second round of the next week of sampling came back with a lower single sample, but that there was a high average, which should also have triggered the closing of the beaches. I had that information from the Division of State Parks, talked with people in the Division of State Parks about that. But I think what's most important, as the governor outlined, is that there's going to be Bill Bryan as the acting director, with the assistance of the IG from Corrections, is going to be doing a full review of this, and accountability is appropriate. Absolutely, this was, I concur, this was, with the governor, this was unconscionable. As I said moments ago, accountability is appropriate, and I believe that having Bill and the Inspector General from Corrections look at these issues will help put the department in a better position going forward. Which is what Missourians deserve. As I said, the department provided incorrect information to the governor, which he provided unknowingly to the public.
Is that your fault?
You know, I said that I passed the information from people in my department to the governor's office. Accountability is appropriate.
So have you told Bill Bryan yet which people in your department gave you the false information?
You know, this matter is under review by Bill and the Inspector General. Or will be by the Inspector General.
But you'll be passing that information on to Bill Bryan?
I will be sharing all information that I have on this topic with those looking into the issues.
What do you believe your status is? When you assess your status with the two-week suspension, what is your status? Do you believe you're coming back as DNR director?
John said that the decision that's been made is to have a two-week suspension. That is what the determination has been at the moment, and I think that Bill and others trying to understand what happened during the next 2 weeks is appropriate.
Do you want to come back?
I think that there are great ways that the governor and all of us who are his supporters can move the state forward on environmental and energy issues.
Well, can you tell us, Mark, whether you think the public will have any trust in DNR going forward based on the stories that are broken in this matter in the last couple of weeks? I mean, obviously it's going to take a serious effort to rebuild the credibility of you and the department.
Clearly there have been challenges in the department during the past couple of months. Information should have come out much earlier related to the May 26th sampling. I said that in my first statement on on July 16th. I will say that forever. I think that what is important also are the actions of the department going forward in terms of executing on the governor's plan at the Lake of the Ozarks for a more thorough review of permitting, a zero-tolerance policy relating to violators, the inspection sweep, and all of the other things which we are doing to make sure that water quality is great at the Lake of the Ozarks. I'd like to add that This is an incredibly diverse department with 1,800 people, all of whom work very hard to preserve and protect Missouri's natural resources each and every day. And while mistakes were clearly made here, the department, people in the department take very seriously their obligation and execute on it every day.
And this is Scott Holstein. I do have a copy of this spreadsheet that Director Templeton was referring to, which shows what the test results were at different times. This was the spreadsheet that was given to the governor, and it shows that the beaches were closed when that actually occurred. So I will be happy to email that to anyone who wants to on the conference call, who wants to drop me an email. I will forward that to you at scott.holste, H-O-L-S-T-E, at mo.gov. Question for Director Templeton again. Question for Director Templeton. Did you offer to resign?
No, I do not.
Director, do you agree that there are structural issues at DNR that need to be resolved? Institutional issues?
It is a very diverse department. We have needed to fill some leadership roles. We are actively working on that and looking at restructuring possibilities. The trigger should have been pulled sooner on some of those activities.
What kind of possibility, restructuring possibilities are you looking at?
The Division of Environmental Quality is one division. There's a Field Services division, both of which cover many similar issues relating to environmental protection. There have been different configurations and different administrations in the past of those sets of responsibilities, and that's something that we've been actively looking at to figure out how best to preserve and protect the natural resources in the state. So that is probably the prime example of structural issues. Additionally, there is a significant amount of additional funding for the Energy Center, and we're looking at making sure we have the right kind of people in that center as well.
How many days, this is Terry Haney of the Tribune in Columbia, how many days was the beach open when it should have been closed because of the sample result?
Terry, I think the answer is roughly 2 weeks, but we'll get those exact
answers. What Jack said is correct, but we'll get that information back to you.
Maybe you can answer that a little bit more clearly. The date that Mr. Watt heard, I'm sorry, in May, what was the date that it first was at the time?
The date the sample was taken was on the 18th.
May 18th?
That was the date the sample was taken. It takes between 2 to 4 days to get the confirmed results, at which point the beach would have been closed or should have been closed.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry? The results typically come back, as I said, in 2 to 3 days, and by the time they come out of the lab and are quality checked, the idea is that the samples are taken typically on a Monday or a Tuesday so that the information is then relayed to the parks by the end of the week for the upcoming week. In this particular case, the beaches are open starting around Memorial Day, so in fact the beach would have never been opened, as I understand. I have no information about that, but that is the kind of thing which the Inspector General and Bill will look into and report back on.
Okay, another question. I'm sure you've probably seen the photos from the Lake Sun Leader where at a time in June when the beaches were supposed to be closed, there didn't seem to be any barricade or any like real major indication
The procedure is to put signs up at the beach. This is exactly the kind of thing which is being reviewed inside of the department to make sure that the public has full understanding.
That's a separate issue on the beach closure. But Joe, to answer your first question,
Karen, it's Mark Templeton. I'll have to. We will provide back the information about when the specific results were available and decisions were made. I don't have that information at my fingertips.
Okay. But it did look like within 24 hours after you did the testing that you did shut the beach down.
Karen, as you know, there is an incubation period. You have to take the sample. It has to get to the lab within 6 hours. There's a 24-hour incubation period. Someone can read the sample. It then has to be QA'd, QC'd, which can take a few more hours depending upon exactly when the sample was taken. The information then has to get assessed and relayed back to the parks. We're taking samples at multiple parks at the same time. We'll just have to get back to you on the specifics of each of these. Karen, we'll have to get back to you on exactly the dates. Clearly, we will get back to you with that.
Mark, do you know if the department provided bad data intentionally or if that was a mistake at this point?
Certainly, it was a mistake for me to provide that information to the governor's office. I have, at this moment, no reason to believe that this information was presented to me with bad intentions or misleading intentions, but that's exactly the kind of issue that Bill Bryan and the Inspector General are going to run down.
Question for John Watson. The lake cleanup effort that the governor announced down at the lake a week or so ago, whatever that date was, at the time, he was asked a variety of different times, you're calling this massive, you're calling it unprecedented, what's the cost,
what's how many people are going to be in the field? Do you have any answers to those questions yet?
I think the answers are basically, as we get started, we'll see the level of resources that are going to be undertaken to do that, and we'll make those assessments at that time. The reality of it is the department every day is allocating resources depending on what functions, what priorities they're working on that time, and that's what the intention was and remains, is to allocate resources on this particular effort, especially the initial inspections, and prioritize those. And so
that hasn't been done yet?
What's that?
Well, I mean, the governor announced we're going to inspect 400 different places. We're going to have results by December. He seemed to have some sort of plan. Does the governor's office not know yet how many people are going to be involved, whether new people have to be hired, what the costs of that massive and unprecedented cleanup effort are going to be?
I think clearly the department in their communication has indicated they have the resources available to do that, and they're initiating those efforts. If as they get into that process and determine that their resources are insufficient, we would deal with it at that point. But right now it's merely a reallocation of existing resources to this priority rather than other priorities to get this accomplished. Is, you know, Mark can correct me if I'm wrong about this, but that process is already underway.
Absolutely, John.
Does the revelation today that department that you're depending on to give you that information has apparently been giving you incorrect information concern you as it relates to this cleanup effort?
Clearly. I think that in a question earlier about restoring the confidence of DNR, I mean, there's no doubt that this is going to be mission critical to restore their confidence, because it's one thing to go test, but ultimately we have to make a difference in the water quality at the lake. As the governor said when he rolled this out, this is not a problem. The issue of samplings and so forth, they're an issue here, are one issue, but more important, well, at the heart of all of this is what I think is general knowledge and has been for a long time, is the water quality at the lake has been under enormous stress and has been for a long period of time, and it's time to be dealing with that. When the governor was then attorney general, we initiated some efforts in southwest Missouri that paid dividends. Those were mirroring some of those efforts here and adding some additional. But in the end, this is a high priority for the department, and it's got to be accomplished. And I think that the department will be held accountable to produce this. And again, there's no doubt that the last 2 weeks puts tremendous strain on the credibility of the department. They're going to have to rebuild it day by day, and there's no better way to rebuild their credibility than by undertaking this effort and doing so in a way that's transparent. It's clearly being followed up on, it's being implemented, and we can then start determining that those efforts are showing some results as we get baseline data from the testing, and where we go from there, we'll make further determinations about what additional actions may need to be taken. But clearly, the underlying issue here, water quality at the lake, did not start on May 26th. That problem has been here for a number of years, and it's time to deal with it. And the department is going to have to do that, and they're going to be judged every step of the way, and appropriately so.
This is Scott Holstein. I want to make one quick correction. That when I on Jeff Mazur's title, I gave an incorrect title for Jeff. Jeff is the Senior Advisor for Policy and Communications. Again, he is the Senior Advisor for Policy and Communications.
So if yesterday or the day before in Kansas City, when Governor Nixon said at that event that there was a breakdown in communication between his communication shop and his policy shop, what does he mean? If Jeff Mazur is involved in policy and he's the guy who knew about this information, what's the breakdown?
Well, sure, this is Jack Carday. During this time period that we're talking about, Tony, his policy responsibilities rest solely with the Department of Social Services.
And now they don't?
No, that as you've written about those things that we've changed departments, liaisons, and we'll continue to do so.
And at the same time, Jeff, this is John Watson. Jeff may have input on different policy issues from time to time, but the role he clearly was playing vis-a-vis Suzanne Medley was a role in terms of his coordination of communication.
Let me just clarify. I believe that when I asked earlier, Jack, you indicated that when you gave your statements about nobody in the governor's office knowing, you were aware of Jeff's communication with Suzanne when you made those statements. Is that correct?
I did not know the details about those communications.
But you were aware of their contact.
They had some type of contact on this issue, but I didn't know the detail, and I clearly should have.
Was the governor aware of that contact when he made his statements that nobody in the governor's office knew about the E. coli testing?
I'm just not aware of the date on that.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
To clarify, and I don't know if this is for you, John, but at this point, is Mark Templeton the only one who's been disciplined as a result of the situation, or is there anyone in the governor's office who has been disciplined? Or
as of right now, that's where we are. There, the investigation that we've referenced is to determine any further steps that need to be taken.
But that investigation is happening strictly within the confines of DNR, not the governor's office.
Well, I think that the investigation is going to interview people at DNR and ask the chain of events that occurred, and those will be followed. Joe, this is John Watson. First of all, I'm not aware of anybody having given notice of anything along those lines. Not aware of any indication that anybody has given notice regarding litigation. And I don't. As we sit here, one thing we wouldn't do is speculate about liability for the state on anything. Mark, you want to?
It's Mark Templeton here. Clearly, there are a variety of factors at the lake that drive the E. coli levels. Part of the baseline study, which the governor announced last week, is so that we can understand those issues, and not just the bacteriological issues, but other kinds of contaminants such as petroleum-related products, agricultural pesticide type products, and other things as well. There are a number of factors. Certainly, the fact that there are a number of septic tanks that remain in the area, that it is not entirely sewered, is one significant factor in that.
No, Bob, I would send you back to kind of the governor's comments last week, which when he said clearly, that clearly we had beaches closing over the summer, and now we find out more beaches should have been closed. And the fact that the Lake of the Ozarks is the most developed lake in the state and has had this record of kind of poor water quality, that was the reason this lake. But obviously the department will look at water quality issues at all lakes as is their charge.
John, when the governor came into office, he moved a lot of DNR officials out of that agency. Did that contribute, or is that contributing to the structural problems there?
I'm not aware of any. Mark, if you want to comment on that, I'm not aware of anybody suggesting that that's part of any of the problems with the reporting or information flow.
Okay.